Here in Lesson 51, we're pulling out a specific example for you to look at about how the Earth is so finely tuned for life, just in the way it operates, and it's known as the hydrologic cycle. The fine tuning in the way the Earth operates in order for life to exist. In Ecclesiastes 1:7, God actually gives us the hydrologic cycle. You can read it right in the verse. It says, "All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again." Now, what that's saying is, just like you see in the picture behind you, when it rains, water by gravity runs down, it goes into the ocean, and then you ever notice the ocean never fills up? You would think after all that rain around the world that the oceans would overflow. What happens is it evaporates. Water evaporates back up into the clouds where it's held until eventually it comes back down again. Water is running in this continual cycle, just like a machine. This is a very efficient generating machine that circulates water and keeps the earth fully hydrated. If this cycle didn't operate the way it does, life couldn't exist. So let's look at some of the properties of the hydrologic cycle. Just click the screen and we'll look at five of them. Now, the hydrologic cycle is Earth's endless water circulating machine. It's powered by the sun and assisted by gravity. The sun causes the evaporation. The molecules of water that evaporate as gas come up into the clouds, at which point by gravity it comes back down to the Earth. There's no water that's ever lost or gained. It's just circulated over thousands of years, millions of years. The water cycle has maintained almost the exact same level. It's not had a lot of water added or removed. It takes over 3,000 years for a water molecule to evaporate from the ocean into the atmosphere. So it's a slow, continually operating cycle. And it takes about 10 days for water to return to the Earth somewhere on its surface as either rain or snow. This is continually going on, and this is exactly how the Bible describes it in Ecclesiastes 1:7. This is lesson 51, another example of the anthropic principle and the fine tuning that exists in the universe, but this time right directly in front of us on Earth.